This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs has relaunched the Stellar Pathways program in an effort to build momentum in rural communities. The program will award nearly $13 million and provide personnel support for two communities to build an ambitious project they probably couldn't develop otherwise.
You know, we'll look at a lot of things. There's a lot of criteria here, but we want something that will transform the community. We'll take it to the next level. If they're awarded these funds, they will be able to do something that will help with recruiting workforce, you know, recruiting population, people to come and live in that community, improve the quality of life, quality of place, whether it's art-related things or park-related things, downtown, some infrastructure-related thing that allows you to have your community to stand out, to be able to distinguish yourselves from the rest of the competition, if you will. We all want Indiana to succeed.
OCRA Executive Director Duke Bennett says community cohorts must submit their letters of intent by May 1st. Google is set to make an announcement today in Fort Wayne about additional investment in the area. The company in January said it would invest $845 million in a data center project on the city's southeast side and create about 30 jobs. However, that investment could increase to as much as $4 billion. Governor Eric Holcomb and Senator Todd Young will be on hand for the announcement. The city of Charlestown will open an expansion to its family activities park known as the Depot today. The $250,000 space is designed as one for teenagers to socialize through a variety of games as well as a stage area for concerts, movie showings, and more. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Mayor Joe Hogsett said Thursday that Indianapolis will pursue a Major League Soccer team, an announcement that comes a few days after he says he visited New York City to talk with MLS officials. Hogsett said he had a productive meeting with MLS Commissioner Don Garber on Monday.
I am well aware that this new venture presents no guarantee, but every great achievement in our city's history has begun where opportunity was met with action. So today, we begin this new endeavor. Today, we enter our pursuit of the world's game.
The city plans to work with an undisclosed ownership group to develop a stadium either at the Indianapolis downtown heliport property or at the former Diamond Chain manufacturing site, although the city doesn't own that site. It's owned by Indianapolis-based Keystone Group, which had been working with the city to build a stadium for the Indy 11 professional soccer team. Toyota will invest $1.4 billion to add production of a new battery electric vehicle at the Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana plant in Princeton, Governor Eric Holcomb's office announced Thursday. The automaker plans to add 340 jobs by the end of 2025 as a result of the investment. The Gibson County plant, which produces the Toyota Sienna, Highlander, Grand Highlander, and Lexus TX models, currently employs more than 7,500 people. Toyota Indiana will create a battery pack assembly line that will use lithium-ion batteries supplied by a facility under construction in North Carolina. Batteries are expected to roll off the assembly line in North Carolina starting in 2025. Specific details on the new battery electric vehicle that will be produced in Indiana were not provided. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio.